Liz, Vodka Svinua Dechustis, Hitaka wrote the tefillin on the Dechustis, on the inner side of the meat, but B'makim Basa, you wrote it on the wrong place. You wrote it B'makim Basa with more inside, it was supposed to be written on the outside. That's why it said both is possible by tefillin. It could be maybe they're only absorbed by tefillin, but by mezuzah, no matter which type of a cloth it's written on, it could be with the evidence kasha. So more so, I'll tell you the tanoim, some machlokes tanoim. The tanya you learned, shino bezer bezer posel. If you mishana posh either way, either by tefillin or by mezuzah, it's posel. Each one has to be written on its type of a cloth. Rav Acha machshir mishum Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina. Rav Amla mishum Rabbi Kiva b'Rabbi Chanina. So they held it smutta, so therefore would be a kasha in his brisa that homeridin, if you would be allowed to take the kedusha from a sefer Torah and make it into a mezuzah, it would have been kasha. Why? Because we go to kontesman the omer that says for the eved, no matter which way you write a mezuzah, it's taka kasha. So therefore homeridin would have been kasha. Now the gemara asks another question: homeridin, listen again, it's a diik. If you would be allowed to be murdered, take down the Kedusha from a Sefer Torah, from a tefillin, and make mezuzahs out of it, it would be because you could make a tefillin, or could make a mezuzah out of these things. Iva boy shutut, there's another halacha, that by mezuzah it has to be shutut, means you have to scratch out lines on the parchment before you write. You have to have shutut, you have to have lines. The Omarav min yumi bar chilkiya, Omarav chama bar gruya, Omarav kol mezuzah sheinu mishutetis. Any mezuzah does not have lines on it first, sooner it's possible you can't use it. And the Mor says, Rav Minyamin Bachilkiya Didei, he himself says like this, Omar, Shirtit Shem Mezuzah, Loch L'mash M'sinai. That's a Loch L'mash M'sinai, you have to have it. Says, so Vaisto is tefillin, and Sefer Torah does not have to have it. Says, so how could you take a piece of parchment from a Sefer Torah or a mezuzah, or from tefillin, to use it from a mezuzah, the chur should be possible, you don't have shirtit on it. I had to put shittat on it later, but so that won't help. The din of shittat is that the shas ksiva, the shas you write it, has to be written on lines. See, on the Sefer Torah and its film, it does not have shittat. According to Kashmir, how could you use it for mezuzah? I for mezuzah should be posa, doesn't have shittat. So, Marissa, I'll tell you, Tanoi, this is the machlokes Tanoi, in the Tani we learned. Rabbi Yirmir Oimer Mishum Rabbeinu, that tefillin or mezuzahs, the Seif is allowed to write it, even though he's not copying it from another Ksav. He can write it like Balpeh. Since these things are Shogar, everybody knows these parashas, you're allowed to write them. And also, you do not have to have Shirtut, it does not have to be lined. First, the piece of parchment you write, your tefillin or mezuzah, does not have to be lined on it. And the Yilchus, so what's the locha? Tefillin leboy Shirtut. Enachanami tefillin taka. Does not have to be shirted. You do not have to line the parchment before you write on it. But a mezuzah boy is shirted. But a mezuzah yet is halachah l'mash m'sinai. Before you write a mezuzah on a piece of parchment, you first have to scratch out some lines. It has to be lines on it. And the EDVD both tefillin and mezuzahs nichtav v'shlem in aksav. It both could be written as if he could write it, even though he's not copying it from another aksav. My time was the reason. Migras grisin. Everybody knows these parshas. It's clear. So we trust the Seif, he won't make a mistake. Therefore, the Seif is not a right tefillin or mezuzahs, not copying it off something else, but just writing it from his memory. But our korponim, the loch is that mezuzahs has to have shirtet. But there's no steer on the brisa before. The brisa before could be going with these tanoi in the road, that even mezuzahs also did not need shirtet. Therefore, you could take from a Sefer Torah, from tefillin, and make a mezuzah out of it, if it wouldn't have been for the problem, ein maridim gedusha chamur gedusha kala. Lamaisa Bizman is there, everything they write, they have shirtut. Even on the Sefer Torah and film also. Because of the Klal of Zekeli Bian Veil, Lamaisa it's much nicer and easier to write if you have lines. So Lamaisa today, the minigirs, they always make shirtut. They always line the parchments, whether you're writing tefillin or mezuzah or Sefer Torah, push it out Zekeli Bian Veil to make it look nice. But Mikra didn't we hold, only mezuzahs have to have a shirtut. Now, Omar Rab Chelboy. I saw Rafuna, the Yosef Apuri, he was sitting on a bed, the Sefer Torah lay, the Sefer Torah was on it. The Kaf Lechoda Arya, so what he doing is he wanted to sit down on a bed that had a Sefer Torah. So he did was, the Kaf Lechada Arya, he put down a Kada pitcher on the ground, And he put the Sefer Torah on the pitcher. And behold, the Yosef Amita, then he sat down on the bed. In other words, he wanted to sit down on this bed, but there was a Sefer Torah on it. So first he took off the Sefer Torah, and then he sat down on it. Because he holds, you're not allowed to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it. It's not covered for Sefer Torah. No, it says, really, you pligi the Rabba Baba Chona, you have the Rabba Baba Chona. Tiyama Rabba Baba Chona, Rabbi Yechonon, Muta Leisha Vagabi Mita Shah Sefer Torah Munachaleho. No, you're allowed to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it. Aye, Vim Lachsha, but let me ask a question. Maisa Brebeloza, Shah Yeshav Alamita is once sitting on a bed. Veniska reminds himself of Sefer Torah Munachaleho, that there was a Sefer Torah on the bed. And Venishmat, he fast ran off the bed. Jumped off the bed, the Yosef HaGabakak, and he sat on the ground. It was mamash like a snake bit him when he realized that the Sefer Torah was on the bed. He jumped off. So who you see is also to sit on a bed that has the Sefer Torah on it. So how could Rabba Baba Chana say that it's mutter to sit on a bed that has the Sefer Torah on it? Have the Gemara wholesome Sefer Torah HaGabakak having. There the Sefer Torah was on the ground. So say it doesn't mean on the ground, mamish, but was on the bottom part of the bed, almost near the ground. So that's a derech bizoy, and that's not kovedik. But if the Sefer Torah is mamish lying on the bed itself, not near the ground, then he held a smutter to sit on it, even though there's a Sefer Torah on the bed. If you sit on one side of the bed and the Sefer Torah is on the other side of the bed, he held it was mutter. But Allah Chabad, we hold it's not a derech bizoy, it's not covered a Sefer Torah, or any svarim. If you have a swarm on the bench or on the chair, you should not sit down on that chair or on that bench or on that bed. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kosva Igeres Psula. If you wrote a letter, it's Psula. In other words, if you wrote it, Rashi says, B'loi Shutut, without first make lines on the piece of parchment, and you weren't Medagdut Nechseros V'Yeseris, you just wrote like a letter B'Yalma, so Psula. My time, what's the reason? That asked the Ksiva Ksiva Misaif, learn out from the Sefer Torah, Rashi says, Uchsavta Mamazuzois, Vakosul Vasefer Krisus. So one Pshat Rashi learned out from a get. Inam Rashi says, Kosav Zoisi Kor Misaifer, my Sefer Boy Digduk, Af Mezuzah Boy Digduk, just like a Sefer Torah needs Digduk, who would need a Mezuzah also need Digduk. So, Toysi is the Kashin Rashi. Here it's smashed, Rashi starts off saying, he wrote like a letter, the Mezuzah means without Shittut. And we're learning it out, what's no good. Could learn out from a Sefer Torah? It's not true. We had before, Mezuzah needs a Shir Tot Halach, Lomash Mesinai. A Sefer Torah does not read it. Sefer Torah learns like Rashi's second shot. The problem was, he wrote this Mezuzah, we weren't medantic in the Chseris, and in the Chseris were an extra Vav, not an extra Vav. And we learn out from a Sefer Torah, you have to be medantic. Therefore, Kosvo Pekitzi Geris. And he wrote you Mezuzah like on some letter Psula. My time was the reason the Gemara says, Asi Ksiv Ksivu Misaifa. It has to be done to a Sefer Torah, you have to write a Bedigduk. From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tola B'makab Sul, if you take your mezuzah, and you hang it down on a piece of wood, Rashi Al Pesach B'makab, you hang your mezuzah up on your Pesach, on your door, on a stick. It's not on the mezuzah itself, it's on a stick hanging there, Psula. My time of B'sharecha bin, it has to be on your B'sharecha, in the shower, not just hanging there. Tani Nami Yochi, Tola B'makla, if you're hanging your mezuzah on a stick, or a shenich, or anchor, else you put it in the back of the door, sakon, it's a sakona. V'yein bo mitzvah, you're not making the mitzvah. But Shobes Mundvas HaMelech, in their house, for Yoisin, the Pundik Yosein came, they used to put a mezuzah, and the Pundik means they're in. Well, they used to stay there for a few days. So anywhere they were put for the mezuzah, they weren't there for 30 days. So they did not put it up the right way, but rather just they hung it there on a stick, Zeichel a mitzvah, Zeichel a mezuzah, just have a mezecher. But Mikra Adin is possible, you have to put the mezuzah on the doorpost itself, and not just hanging there on a stick. V'yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvah l'anicha b'toich l'olah shepesach. Where's the place where to put the mezuzah? That's been the chalal and the hollowness of the pesach of the entrance. Means in the thickness of the pesach itself, that's where the mezuzah should be. But tomorrow again, pshita b'sherech av rachmano, Torah says b'sherech, it has to be in your doorway. In between the doorposts. Tomorrow says, Sakot HaTachim, and I would have thought to say, Hoyo B'yom HaRavim Mitzvah Nichol V'Tefach, Hazam Rishos HaRavim, since the mitzvah is to put it near the Rishos HaRavim, so maybe Kama the Merach Kemali, the further out you put it, it's better. even though it's not in between the doorposts, it's even further out. Maybe it's also kosher. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. No, that a mezuzah should not be outside the doorpost, facing like the house itself, but rather when the doorpost comes in the entrance of the door, when you start to come in the entrance, then that first teflach, that's where you put the mezuzah. All right, we'll talk about this more in the next tape. We'll stop here.